Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. Another week, here we go. And this is Lock and Load, and of course, we're going to kick this week off with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I hope you've had a great week. My brain has still been on fire after I took that class with school security officers.
Right.
It was amazing.
I'm sure that things, and I said this before, I'm sure things work their way back to your consciousness when you remember. I remember when this happened, too, so...
Yes. Yeah. You write, just like being in a class, you write down as much as you can, and then you look through your notes and go, oh, yeah, I forgot about. Yep. We can learn a lot by combing our memory.
Yep. So.
Hey.
Yes.
That's a perfect segue. Thank you. Let's comb our memory, because you would think that when extraordinary things happen month after month, we'd start to see a pattern.
Yes.
We ordinary guys, you, I, our neighbors, stopped mass murder about once a month over the last 8 years. That's a long line to connect the dots. That you'd think those stepping stones would be pretty brilliant by now. But the media, now remember, it is the dog who didn't bark.
Right.
So they stopped the guy who had plenty of victims and it started. I wish they could stop it before it starts, but we can't back up in time. But the media doesn't cover that at all. I think that's almost a crime. We're misinforming the voters. We're distorting reality. Thank you for... Lock and Load Radio and GCN.
Well, thanks for self-defense gun stories. I mean, the stuff that everybody does tries to call that to the forefront. Very hard to get it out
right there
on the mainstream media in a lot of cases, but they do try to call it out to the forefront. So, it's an uphill battle, but I mean, it's sort of journalistic malfeasance, isn't it? To not report.
Yes, and this is why it's so important. We could stop mass murder. And I think we could easily stop it in all of our schools overnight. Nah, it'd take a couple months. So wait, we could stop mass murder? Yes. Okay, 90 days. Because mass murderers never want to feel like a failure ever again. They've painted their soul with that brush.
Right.
That they're unwanted, they're not worthy, they don't measure up. That's why their planning stage goes on for years and years, because they're enjoying that revenge, even though many of them don't plan to survive it.
Right.
Well, they desert first.
Yeah, I think in a lot of cases that part you're talking about, the planning years and years, that's the... What is that? That's the first stage of the whole becoming a rampage killer process.
Yep.
And I imagine that's the longest stage.
Right. For them, that is more of the payoff than finally doing the murder. They relish that anticipation. And you and I have been there. You notice they don't go attack a police officer's convention, the NRA, a combat handgun shooting event. For very good reason.
Right.
Because then the world would go, look at that failure. And I'm sure that somebody said, hey, I should go attack here. And there are forums where these guys talk to each other. And I'm sure they get the message, you'd last about 3 seconds. Yeah, who would shoot me?
Yeah.
The 10 people who were behind you that you never saw.
I've seen, when you talk about that, like, have you ever seen Quora?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on Quora, there's always somebody saying, what would happen if I went and took every gun owner's gun from them? What if I just walked up and tried to disarm them? You know, stupid nonsense like that, which do you think those are real questions? Do you think people really think in those terms?
They may once have been. Quora's algorithm now plays a lot like Facebook. Ooh, if we ask really stupid questions, we get lots of engagement.
Right.
So I think a lot of that's generated by an algorithm.
Well.
But isn't that interesting? We learned from mass murders. I mean, if you told an academic, how do we stop mass murder? They'd study it for years. If you said, what are mass murderers looking for and how could we be less like it? You'd go, oh, wow, 99 out of 100 mass murderers are in gun-free zones. Give me that razor blade. We're taking that sign down right now.
Yeah, but that's...
Now, by the way, even if they don't become armed defender zones...
Right.
Just getting rid of the
psychological. Yeah, that would be the thing. I mean, I've said that many times. If you're going to be a gun-free zone, at least don't advertise it.
Right.
And
well, now you and I wonder, and you know what? The next time we get you have enough politicians or near politicians on, and I know some people who are connected to politicians. That really does ring true.
Right.
If you put up a no gun sign, Mr. Businessman, you just bought some liability. Yeah, because those signs would come off. Their insurance company would call them up and say, Mr. Smith, we saw this sign. Yeah, no, that's not a good idea. You could change culture overnight.
That makes me, and here's the question about this. Since we probably, yeah. we, there's been enough discussion about the gun-free zone and everything involved in it that if, to me, when they are sticking those signs out there, I know it's a virtue signal. I get that part.
Right.
But I wonder if in their mind they think, do you know what this is going to attract? And this means later on we'll get to push the agenda again. Should I be that cynical about it?
It's a magnet.
I think it's a lure. I think it's bait.
Ooh. Certainly for the politicians, no shop owner wants his customers to be bait for a mass murder. And I thought I was cynical and hard bitten. No, I'm not that bad.
well, I don't think the shop owners themselves are. Right, I don't think the shop owners themselves are. I think the politicians that are getting out there, like with this, their gun control law that they passed that Biden signed, incentivizes red flag laws and all. Which it really doesn't really do anything, right? It doesn't do anything. It's not explained as how it's going to do anything. But
you know who is that cynical? A Chicago politician in a heartbeat.
Oh,
put up the gun sign. Put up the no gun sign or we're going to find a fire violation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that happened.
Yeah, that's sort of East German Stasi technique there.
Yeah. Welcome to Chicago, my friend.
Indeed. Coming up on the break, tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories, and I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily, The Daily Surge, and at Ox Lens.
And you do, I mean, you know, the Polite Society podcast, that's actually also a video podcast as well.
Can you imagine that there are people who want to see our ugly mugs? But thank you. Yeah.
Well, it's the discussion. It's all about the discussion and the delivery. Excuse me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Rob Morse, and, well, we're talking about armed self-defense and people that defend themselves, and he goes out and takes classes, just took the classic class. Where would you like to go, sir?
I want to go... You are a celebrity in the gun community. There are a few really? Places I've gone, and somebody goes, I know your voice, but... I'm hardly on YouTube compared to you.
Oh, yeah.
So people know both your what you look like, and you say, do I know you? You open your mouth, say, you might. and they go, oh, Bill Frady, I know that voice. Over and over, I've seen guys where you see some just an amazing feat of armed defense, and guys kind of go, well, I could do that. And part of me goes, really? Have you? Do you understand? Do you appreciate what just happened? And I think that's just pure human nature. It's not as much bragging as it sounds. Get over and over, if you ask somebody, can you shoot a gun? Oh, my grandfather told me, the neighbor who was in the military, he showed me that. Okay, did you ever, like, take a shooting qualification of any kind, just casual competition, so you can compare yourself to other people? And all of a sudden, we're talking about a few people out of 100 that would say yes. And the answer probably is, and not in the last decade either.
Right.
Well, so when we say we want some armed first defenders in our schools, and they've trained, and they train every month with each other in school, and then with the local police, that's a fraction of a fraction of a percent of the general population that is even close to being that prepared. Most police officers will never fire their gun. Unfortunately, they do so many other things, which is really to their credit. Thank you, thank you. But to be able to practice being armed defenders that frequently, these guys, the only people more elite than that might be the Secret Service or some of our military operations teams. So I have some appreciation for that magic. I mean, what, 17 million of us carry concealed every day? But even amongst those, how many of those drive their gun as automatically as they drive their car?
Well, I, you know, one of the things that one of the parts of the gun industry that I've noticed is sadly neglected is training. People, yes. They'll go out, they'll buy the latest hot gun. They'll go out and they go with the latest hot trend. How are we going to carry it now? Everybody carries appendix, and they've got these funky appendix rigs, which makes me wonder how they ever sit down, right? But it's all about the trends. But nobody ever gets out there and says, instead of buying this holster or this gun, go buy 2,000 rounds of ammo and go to a class.
Right.
Nobody ever says to do that. And we have some of the best trainers out there on the planet right now walking around training people left, right, and center. But most of the people that are going to them have been to them so many times, they're like on a first name basis with them. It's not turnstiles that's going on. It's a circle. There's a circle of students going through these guys. You know, hey, Steve, when are you coming back to Orangeburg again so that we can come and take your class again? That kind of nonsense.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. Well, okay, so let's encourage all of our listeners. Here's what I saw when I was with these school staff. By the way, some of them were church security, too.
Right.
So these are not a bunch of fit Delta elite guys. They had one thing in common that was really inspiring. Rather than say, when an instructor would go, you know, I think you can, this might, are you willing to try something? And rather than say, but that's the way I've always done it, I'm comfortable this way, they had the humility to say, what you got in mind? I'll try it. Maybe it'll work better. That willingness to not protect your ego at every suggestion just lets you grow. Because, wow. But Bill, appendix, was appendix even a thing a decade ago? I don't remember it back then. Not really.
The only time I ever saw appendix carry glamorized was in an episode of Miami Vice when they actually went out and got a competitive shooter to be a hitman.
Oh, wow.
And he appendix drew on a guy with a 1911 and, you know, does the hitman thing and kills him. But then he takes and drops the magazine and makes sure the gun is clear and drops it just like a competitor would, right? And then walks away. And that's the only time I've ever seen it prior to now. Now everybody appendix carries except for me, apparently. Do you?
No, I'm still on my hip.
Yeah.
I'm still on my hip.
It isn't so much. I've lost enough weight now to where I could appendix carry. I have tried it now. right?
Yeah.
Because the whole thing with appendix carry is it's the fastest draw there is. Have you ever tried it?
No. I should try it with a blue gun or an empty gun.
Yeah. I mean, you're thin enough to where you could absolutely try it. And that's the thing. Appendix carry is easier done if you are not heavy. Simple thing. Because the bigger you are, the further you're pushing the gun away from you. It's not about the gun being out. It's that the gun might print. It might show. That kind of thing. Anyway. I've tried it, and I just don't like it. And I have a Glock 26 that I could carry. I just got a little Staccato CS that I could carry. Easy to carry guns in any concealed configuration. And the only thing is, I'm just not sitting there going, I can't wait to carry appendix.
I did, I was talking to a guy who used to be a federal air marshal and then who taught other federal air marshals. And he goes, yeah, you have to position it. Not just for the draw, but how am I going to be comfortable being sitting in an aircraft seat for 4 hours? So, and one of the reasons he chose appendix is those seats are so narrow. If it were off to the side, it's under the armrest. And now you got to fight your way through that. Things I've never considered. Amusing. He goes, yeah, I ended up carrying my carry-on bag in my right hand. Because I needed my left hand to lift my shirt to get to the firearm. And I went, yeah, you know, when you live with it that much, of course, you get better and better and better. And that was an interesting thing, too. We watched these students on the range. Okay, try this. Oh, I see that works. Well, okay, now put it into what you're doing, the little exercise. And they absolutely know what they should do, but it's not a habit yet, and they stumble over it, and it actually makes them a little aspect. Sometimes it improves them, and sometimes just if we did anything new and asked them to try it, it makes them slower than what they were used to.
Right.
Right, and then they get frustrated. It was, here's now my measure of a great instructor.
Well, I'll tell you what, hang on. We're coming up on the break. Hang on. I want to know what the measure of a great instructor is. I have one. I'd like to hear what yours is. You can find Rob both as an author. He writes very prolifically. And on podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. House Oversight Chairman Republican James Comer is initiating contempt proceedings against FBI Director Christopher Wray. Comer claims the FBI refused to hand over an unclassified document related to President Biden's alleged involvement in a criminal bribery scheme.
Americans have lost trust in the FBI's ability to enforce the law impartially and demand answers, transparency, and accountability.
Despite the FBI's offer to review the document in a secure area on Capitol Hill, Comer insists the Bureau is still not complying with a subpoena. Former Vice President Mike Pence officially filed paperwork today to run for president in 2024. He's joining a competitive field of Republican candidates seeking the nomination. Apple stock soared to an all-time high today following the launch of its own mixed reality headset. The company unveiled updates and new products at its annual Worldwide Developers Conference. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. Talking to Rob Morrison. He was just about to tell us what his when he's looking at an instructor, what he's looking to find with an instructor. Tell me about that.
You and I are driven. Here, Rob, try this. It might work better. Oh, yeah, I'm all over it. And, of course, the wheels are starting to come off the bus. I have to think about it rather than do it automatically. And great instructors are sensitive about when to push you with more new material. I went to say, okay, slow down, back up, review what you already know so that we can feed you more little bit at a time. Because if we just bury you and drown you, you're like the donkey walking around on the dance floor. You know, it's just you're completely befuddled and lost. So that sensitivity is what, for me now, separates the good instructors from the great ones.
The thing about instructors, like the class that we took in right outside of Orangeburg, and this is interesting because we took the same class at Tactical Response as well. Now, Tactical Response class you and I were in was gigantic.
Right.
And what did we have? We had 4 or 5 firing lines. Do you felt like you got any sort of instruction that might have addressed any sort of idiosyncrasy you had as far as your shooting was concerned when that was going on? Did they even look at it, or were they just looking at your hit saying, okay, you're hitting, move on, next thing up?
Yeah, both. I know what you're describing very well. The instructor walks past, as long as your performance is adequate, they're not really caring how you do it. But no, a couple times someone would tap me and say, here, try this. Yeah, because they would love to make this individualized instruction for every student, but in fact, they're just going to see you shoot a couple shots on each exercise because each range officer, one has to monitor the entire line and has, 5, 6 people took to monitor per instructor? Yeah, they're spread thin.
Well, and the thing about a tactical response class, for example, is that the instructors are so confident about what's going on around them. You'll see them doing some things that I would sit back and go, that's really unsafe. I'm not doing it. There are a few things here and there. Would you agree?
They never, ever did anything that would put a student in risk.
No, not a student at all. But the instructors.
Some of the things, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they've been working with each other for a long time. That was a part of it.
For example, suppose that you and I, one are in front of the other. I could use you to mask my draw, right? But that means you're going to stand there absolutely still, don't move, Bill, and I'm going to step behind you and then push you to the side and present and shoot. In some sense, when you think of armed, if you and your wife are there, honey, if something happens and the guy's got a drop on me, I'm going to put my arms up way high. I'm going to be the biggest distraction possible. There's a gun right in your face. Would you please take care of the problem? I've got a gun pointed at my chest. You've got the butt of a gun in my back pocket. Please grab it. So, you know, in fact, those are the unsexy exercises that we should be doing.
Yeah, you know, I haven't thought about that. Kim, my wife can actually shoot a Glock better than I can.
Interesting.
Yeah, she can just, I mean, the grip angle means nothing to her. She just picks it up and shoots it. She has her own Glock 19.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
How are we doing for time? I don't want to run us over.
Oh, we got you got a good 4 minutes. Go.
Oh, okay. You know what was so interesting? And again, you see this. We had people in to be. Come on, Rob. A full sentence in these. Armed defender classes for schools, there are parts of it that are just routine work on the range. Okay, we're going to measure your performance because there's a qualification coming up. You have to shoot reasonably well. In some states, you really want to ace that test. In other states, I struggled to pass. But then there's parts like first aid. And you watch somebody who's been awesome on the range, and all of a sudden they go, like the plastic mannequin has some red paint on it, and you're pushing gauze into this hole. It's an imitation wound. So you have that visual. Hey, I'm looking for, you know, a big red hole in somebody. If you're going to be squeamish, now is the time to face that. And I had somebody walked out of the class, and I said, I know why. I had to go drag him back. But then we do force on force. And again, this isn't ninja stuff. This is not something out of John Wick. This is, sir, I'm not familiar with you on campus. How can I help you? And that question, when you engage somebody, if somebody's lost, they're all, hey, yeah, I was trying to find this room. I can't. Perfect. Or your church. I haven't seen you before. Welcome. Which part of the campus were you trying to find? And when you get strange answers or they ignore you, alarm bells start to go off. So that engagement. And then we had dedicated defenders. Those poor 20-year-olds got shot by everybody over and over, and they played great roles, even though they knew it was going to be ugly with rubber bullets headed their way. But some of the people who did phenomenal and force on force struggled on the range, but they had that presence of mind to solve the immediate problem and then go ahead and deal with the chaos. How do people who aren't part of this, how do we clear them out so that they're not around this violence? And then how do we treat the injured? And then how do we get more help to arrive? And if you ever have to touch your gun, that's the beginning of the answer. It's nowhere near the end because you're going to be busy for a couple hours.
I think that, when you go out on the range, then you begin to see why you were training the way you were training and why you need to be accurate and everything else. And I think that those, combining those two things instead of just being nothing but on the range in the beginning, which I know you got to have the reps to get comfortable with the gun. But I don't know how much more intense you can make it to where you get comfortable with a gun faster to where you can get on the range. I always enjoyed fire and maneuver. I loved fire and maneuver. I would always volunteer to go be on fire and maneuver. When I was in military intelligence, I was on the quick reaction force for the company. So fire and maneuver, the training for it is absolutely, it's fun. It's fun to get out there because what you're doing is you're problem solving on the run.
Yes.
And it's like a puzzle. Getting out there on the range and just shooting at a target over and over and over and over is not the same as getting up there and running at a target and getting an angle on the target and the target's trying to hit you.
Yes.
That's a whole different story. If you can get out there and suppress the target enough to one of your guys to get up there and lob a little grenade in there for Christmas, well, you won that fight. So, anyway.
You've seen guys who, older guys like me, practice from the free throw line. The young kids still like the hustle of playing the game.
Sure.
And it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Even with less movement, with less capability of movement and everything, it still becomes a thing to where tactics come into play. Tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. It's a snack food. Put us in your pocket. Runs about 20 minutes once a week. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. The SAF has podcasts out every day. Once a week, we run 90 minutes. I write the Slow Facts blog. That's about 2,100 articles. I wrote three this week. And from there, my writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens.
Yeah. Rob is just about as prolific as Dean Weingarten and is probably he's very close to catching him as far as the number of articles he got out.
Dean's amazing.
Yeah. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, back again. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Rob Morse. And yeah, where would you like to go now, sir?
I want to tell you about an interview I was in. I was talking to Jim Irvine. He's one of the principals at Faster Saves Lives. They're the guys who train church staff and school staff to be emergency first responders. He said something. I went, oh, wow, that's right. They were set up after the attack in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, on the elementary school there. They've been at it for a decade. They've trained thousands of first responders in 20 different states, over 300 school districts, who knows how many churches. They've never had a single accident where one of their trained defenders had a firearms accident in school and injured a kid, let alone killed him. So then I went back, and there are websites that list every firearms attack up in the U.S. There are ones you can get them all around the world, too. Some of them are not very rigorous, meaning they describe it as a mass murder, and it wasn't. It might have been a shooting. The FBI had a very stringent definition of what a mass murder event was, because they wanted to say, look, the four gang guys, two on each side that got in a gunfight, that's not what we mean. That was mutual combat. Everybody knew what was going on. And last year, I went back a year from May, we had 30 people shot and killed in schools. That's still way too many. 30-0. So where we had an armed defender, not only did those armed defenders never injure a kid, they were 100% successful because of the psychology of the mass murderers. And Jim Irvine was talking to me, he goes, Rob, we could stop mass murder in our schools tomorrow. Put an armed defender there, they'll go somewhere else, and it's not like we're trading, oh, our defenders are marginally qualified. They kill a few people a year with negligence, but it's less than the 30 or 40 or 50 that mass murders. It's not like that. It's 30-0. There are no lives lost, just lives gained. And I thought, I'm doing a horrible job. The whole world should know about that. Why isn't that on every evening newscast? So, again, thank you for Lock and Load.
I think the thing that, and I'm sure it doesn't escape you, some of the things the gun grabbers guarantee with some of the things they put out there, because they're always looking, hey, you know what, we got the next thing. This is the next thing. This is the next thing we need. What they don't tell you is that none of the stuff that we actually put out is going to work. They never, ever
worked.
Yeah. But
well, you cover it, thank goodness.
I'm not alone. I mean, you guys do it too, and I mean, you guys do it to serious effect. And you know, the problem with this is the same problem that training has.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
So the same people that we live that we talk to on a regular basis, keep coming back.
Right.
And what we should be trying to look for the people that don't even know that there's a choir out there to sing with versus, you know, constantly directing the choir. So I don't know. When I sit there and I'm trying to figure out how to get it out there the way you say, it comes down to, once again, media malfeasance. They didn't, you know, Anthony Melli. Now, Anthony Melli basically did the same thing that Eli Dickens did, except he didn't have to shoot.
Right.
He didn't have to shoot the guy, but he showed up. He moved to where the guy was. He made sure everybody behind him was in a safe position. And then he drew his weapon, and then he got out there, and he prepared to engage. And the shooter knew it.
The shooter saw. But, okay, you're talking about the
Clackamas Mall.
The Oregon,
Yeah,
Clackamas Mall, where the shooter is in a mall, and I forget which department store, but you've been in a mall, there are all kinds of obstructions. No one would ever confuse a shopping mall with a rifle range. And this murderer has shot at people, and for whatever reason, he's now scanning. And he sees a guy behind cover, I think, who's standing next to a column, who's got a gun pointed at him, and the shooter goes, uh-oh, or the murderer goes, uh-oh, this game is up. I'm now a target. They're shooting back. He runs, leaves the site, goes down a stairwell, and kills himself. Now, let's go to the other one you mentioned, Eli Dickin, in the mall just south of Indianapolis. The reason that murderer had so many murders to his credit before he was engaged, he was in the bathroom. He puts his gun, takes his gun out of the bag, gets it assembled, charged, comes out. A guy walking in, you know, what do you do when you walk into a bathroom? I don't know about you, but I'm not thinking that this is a shooting range and I have to defend myself right then. The first guy that was shot was someone who just came through the door into the restroom. He was armed.
Yep.
That first victim was armed. Never had a chance because there was no warning. That was the key to the event. The murderer then comes through the door. Now he can see the food court of the mall, I think. Shoots one person several times. There's another girl at the away at the farther part of the court. He shoots at her. She has the good sense I think she fell down, and then she ran. What that did was let her get help immediately rather than, you know, climbing behind a planter or something and bleeding for 20 minutes before help could get to her. She was out of the area of the attack. But what does that mean? That means there were four or five shots that Eli Dickin heard. He moved toward the sound, got behind cover, and I think bracing his hand against a column put 8 out of 10 shots on target.
Right.
Yeah. Less than 15 seconds, it was all over. So that, to you and I, if you study these events just a little bit, you go, yeah, that's classic. There was a defender there. What else? That is so typical. In fact, when a defender is there, I think the numbers are 2.3 people killed.
Yep.
So this was absolutely ordinary, just what we would expect from statistics.
Statistics don't lie. I mean, math is the most impartial judge of anything out there. It's the most impartial way to get to a conclusion. And
it's, it, it's saying, how do we usually behave? Now, you did say something about, gosh, we wish we had a larger audience. And, okay, if you're listening, rather than writing a furious letter to your congressman, maybe ask your neighbor to listen to this show as a podcast. That's a way to win up hearts and minds.
Hearts and minds.
We're just two voices, but you're a trusted source of good information.
Well, I try to be, but I mean, I think you are too, and I think the fraternity of what we are, the pro gun press, if you will, as small as we are, we're not doing too bad, but you know.
We're not.
At the same time, we could be doing better. So before we run out of time, please, sir, if you would be so kind, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. 20 minutes, once a week. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. Their weekly show runs 90. The Second Amendment Foundation puts out short podcasts, about 20 minutes to a half hour every day. My writing is at the Slow Facts blog. From there, it's picked up and carried at Clash Daily and Oxlens. Bill, who you got coming up next?
Oh, Mr. Zimmerman.
Ah, my favorite.
Yes, Big Dan is back in town and everything else and all the fun things that go along with that. And, you know, for those of you out there, if you go listen. If you've never listened to Polite Society, go listen to it. If you've never listened to Self-Defense Gun Stories, go listen to it. Then tell your friends about it and send out links and post it on Facebook and do all this other stuff. Because we're trying to get it. We know that you know. Help us spread to the people that don't know what you know.
There you go.
Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Coming up next from the truthaboutguns.com is the editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.